Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Do you consider yourself to be a creative person or work within a creative industry? The West Midlands has a scheme to help businesses within the creative industry to look for investment and support. It's called the West Midlands Create Growth Programme, and to tell us more about it is Programme Manager Julia Hayes, who joins me on the line now. Good evening, Julia.
Good evening.
Julia, thank you for joining us. Tell me all about the West Midlands Create Growth Programme then.
Yeah, well, thanks very much for having us. It's fantastic to be able to speak to Black Country Radio because we really want to reach out to creative businesses across the Black Country region and the West Midlands as a whole. The programme is described as an investment readiness programme. And so to that end, we are hoping to bring to encourage and engage businesses who are sort of at that tipping point, who have a plan for growth. They can see kind of where the trajectory of their business is going, and they can see that they could grow, but they perhaps need a bit of investment. And so the program is there to give them a sort of equip them really with the knowledge and the skills and of how to sort of structure their business perhaps, or how to understand where the value of their business is, so that at the point towards perhaps the end of the program with us, they'll be able to ask for investment and connect with investors to achieve investment and get that kind of growth that they're so ready for. Yes, I mean, I can describe the structure of the program if that's useful.
Please, just first of all. But actually, before we do that, can you define to me what is a creative business, and can you give me some examples of a creative business or businesses?
Yeah, I mean, it is really broad, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners will know about the more kind of traditional arts companies, perhaps a dance company or a theatre company, and they are definitely within that kind of umbrella of creative businesses. But it also takes in, it could be fashion, architecture companies, or it could be games development, or even immersive tech and VR, this kind of new innovative sort of games development. We're also interested in hearing from businesses in publishing and music companies. So it is really broad, and this is the nature of the beast, actually, with the creative industries. It takes in a wide range of businesses. But yeah, an example might be a games developer, a book publisher.
Okay. So tell me about the stages and the duration of the program then.
Okay, so there are two stages. One is 6 months and one is 9 months. The stage that's 6 months is slightly lighter touch, and you have workshops roughly once a month, connection to a mentor, and access to some really useful sort of investment simulator software, which I can explain more about. And then the 9 month program is longer. There is more mentorship attached to that one. There's 27 hours for the 9 month program. And towards the end of that, there's these connector events where we actually connect the participants up with investors and opportunities to kind of pitch for their growth proposal.
Is the program open to all business sizes? And by that I mean sort of SMEs and sole traders and even CICs as well.
Yeah, okay, so it is open to SMEs, it's open to CICs, but if you're a freelancer or a sole trader, it wouldn't be up to you. You need to be registered as a company with Companies House.
Okay, so what would
But size and turnover doesn't matter, and sort of the amount of staff you have, that doesn't matter. It's just about that kind of key registration with Companies House, yeah.
So if I was running, let's say I designed stained glass windows and fitted them and did all the artistry with that and had a team of, four people working with me, what could you do, or what could the program do for us, if you like?
Well, that would be a really interesting proposition. It may be that you perhaps you've got more work than you need at that point, and you know that if you could just grow to a few members of staff, you'd actually be able to build on that business. And so you kind of, but you don't have time due to the amount of work that you've got to actually spend on that business development. And it could be the help from a mentor, or just going through those workshops just helps you crystallize how you make that growth, or how you restructure your business perhaps, or you know, do a bit of kind of, yeah, just marketing perhaps, to try and get more business in a certain channel of what your business is. So there's a number of different ways you might reconfigure what you're doing in order to enable yourself to grow, because you know you've got the potential to do it, but you just can't quite perhaps see the wood for the trees, because you're sort of just going along running your business. And what we hope is that through the intelligence that you get from the workshops and the mentorship, and the sort of peer networks that you get, because we're hoping to create a really great cohort of different creative businesses who will all learn from each other and network with each other. And through all those opportunities to learn, you'll be able to sort of identify the way that you'll want to grow and how you'll do it and who you can ask for help with that.
Where does the funding come, Julia, for this?
It comes from the Department of Culture, Media and Sport, but we're working with our partner West Midlands Combined Growth Authority to sort of, they're channeling the funding to Creative UK, who I work for. It's Creative UK who are delivering the West Midlands Create Growth Programme.
So tell me all about Creative UK.
Yeah, Creative UK is a third sector organisation, and it sort of unites all the creative industries to sort of support and advocate for them, really. So there's an arm of the company that's around advocating to government to sort of improve the sector, the improve the way it works and improve support from government. But there's also there's a membership body, so you can become a member of Creative UK. And additionally, we have these programs, things like the ones I run. There are the Create Growth program runs across different regions in the country, and we're running six areas. So including sort of the southeast and Devon and Cornwall, the northeast, West Yorkshire, and the West Midlands. And additionally, yeah, connecting with the creative industries with investment as well as another arm of what we do.
Now, I would define a particular sector of the creative industry as theatre, television, drama, you know, all that sort of thing. Mm. The West Midlands and the Midlands as a whole seems to be absolutely hammered because there is very little creativity in the West Midlands by way of, you know, television and things like that. You know, we have a thriving, you know, hub of theatres, right from Wolverhampton into Birmingham. We've got performing arts spaces here in the Black Country. But it's one sector that does seem to get a hammering. What could you do for people in that sector?
In film and TV theatre? Yeah. I think it's a really,
really
great moment. Yeah. No, there's lots of things happening in the region. And we can see that just by the quality of creative applications that we're getting. For example, I don't know if you know, there's a little hub of games developers and VR developers down in Leamington Spa, and we're receiving a few inquiries from them. But also the opportunities around film and TV, with the BBC moving to Digbeth, the new Digbeth Lock development. There's I understand the BBC are bringing programmes to Digbeth when they move to the new building there. So there's a bit of momentum there, which we hope to kind of join and kind of make sure that the participants on our programme get connected to as many of those opportunities as possible. Yeah, and through partners like Create Central, who are really well connected with that kind of content creation scene here in the West Midlands, we'll hope that we're well networked with the right people to sort of maximise opportunities for the businesses that we work with, and see a bit of a, hopefully a bit of a catalyst for something to be that you might then start to perceive change in the creative industries.
Fingers
in the West
crossed.
Midlands if you've made that assessment, yeah. Mm.
Let's move on to the big creative summit. I'm interested to hear about this and what you're hoping to achieve with that.
Yeah, I mean, this is run by the national team for Creative UK, so it's not something I directly work on, but yeah, it's an exciting moment. They are incredibly busy getting ready for the big Creative Summit. It's running from the 6th to the 8th of March. The in-person summit will be on Wednesday the 6th of March, and then there'll be 2 days of a virtual summit. So that means that, you know, even if people who aren't able to get down to London, because the in-person summit's at BAFTA in London, will be able to log on and actually join and hear some of the panels and hear from the different kind of speakers and the workshops and debates that is going to be happening at the summit. So, you know, and as with many of these types of things, what we hope to achieve is about bringing together creative industries, businesses and people and decision makers, and allowing them space to network and discuss and learn through all the debates and panels and things. So, yeah, it'll be a fascinating event. They've got, at the moment, confirmed speakers Lucy Fraser, MP, the Minister, Secretary of State for Culture, Media and Sport, Jude Kelly, Bangham Debonair, Shadow Secretary of State, and many sort of broadcasters and influencers, musicians. So, yeah, there'll be a lot of interesting content.
It sounds, you know, a really good event. What sort of feedback have you had from people that you've worked with and have, you know, benefited from your work in the past?
I am quite new to Creative UK, I should warn you. I started in January to get stuck into the West Midlands programme. So, but I know from my colleagues who've run the Create Growth programme across other regions that, for example, they've run the programme in Cornwall and Devon, and they're now attracting so many businesses to their most recent sort of application round, because they've really generated a lot of excitement about what can be, you know, what can be done for creative business, even in places that you might not recognise as like well connected to the sort of urban centres. So places like Devon and Cornwall, there's still a sort of real momentum around the creative industries there. So yeah, there's lots of good examples of work. There's lots of examples of businesses connecting with investors, and it might be a perception that creative industries is a bit of a risky investment, but we've seen many businesses making good connections with investors and achieving investment. So, yeah, there's lots to be done in this area.
It's hard, though, for businesses at the moment because of the economy and the way it is. And, of course, COVID didn't help. And I know we can't keep using COVID as an excuse all the time. But what I was pleased to hear was at various points during the COVID, particularly with the lockdown and that interim period between the two sort of lockdowns that we had, that I was interviewing people who had started up new businesses. And I thought that was a particularly brave thing to do with the economy like it is and slap bang in the middle of COVID. And those businesses are still thriving today. And I think that, you know, that's good to hear. But it is difficult for people who are trying to make a living out of doing something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's absolutely a risky time, really. And it's as you say, COVID has had a long effect, I think, on the creative industries. In many of the different subsectors of the creative industries have been affected in different ways. But I think, yeah, it's definitely got its challenges. But perhaps this is the time, therefore, to seek out support from something like an investment readiness program, so that you can kind of really understand the sort of the landscape, I guess, of support and the possibilities of what investment is out there, you know, with a well-connected organisation such as Creative UK who can point you in the right direction. So, yeah, now's the time, perhaps, if it does feel like a risky or a sort of challenging time, to get as much help as you can. Yeah.
So where can businesses check their eligibility for support and also find out more and, you know, find out about these summits as well?
Yeah, so heading to the Creative UK website, that's wearecreative.uk. You'll see the top of the page, there's the big Creative Summit is there, where you can find out more and get tickets and get a login to the virtual conferences. But also in the support section, that's where you find out about the regional programmes, and you'll see the West Midlands Create Growth programme there. And it does list out all the different eligibility and the sort of areas of the region that you need to be from. And you can also express interest.
Now, I think we are going to have to leave Julia there, as she seems to have an internet issue her end. But that was Julia Hayes, who's the programme manager from Creative UK. And for more information, you can go to their website, as Julia was saying, wearecreative.uk, wearecreative.uk. All the information is on their website. It's a very informative website, plus the fact that it also shows how you can get involved with the summits and join them virtually as well. So lovely to hear from Julia. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6 o'clock p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.